Taxes are subject, 40% on every pound above £285,000. It sounds like a lot, an awful lot, but of course you may be in a situation where your house that you bought a long, long time ago, you suddenly realise it's popped through the threshold, and you're thinking, hang on a second, you mean I have to give some back? 0500 288 291. Or is it fair? Is it a good thing that Gordon Brown forces us not to leave large amounts to our children because then they decide to make wealth themselves and this country gets richer? Martin Watson in Aylesbury says, this is a very, very, very wrong tax. People have already paid out of a salary they've been taxed on to buy their house. So you're penalising people who've been prudent to save for their children's future. Paul Dawson in Devizes says hard-working people pay tax all through their working life, and now they are taking money off you when you die. In a nutshell, I call this theft. We're just trying to work out which countries do not have any inheritance tax. Tell us if you know, because it'd be interesting to find out. Zero band for everyone when you die. Which countries? Someone said Iceland a while back. Vine at bbc.co.uk. Becky Taylor in Ilkley, hello there.
Hello.
Your father, I'm sorry to hear, died in March.
Yes, that's right, and we're in the process of sorting out his estate. I just wanted to add a couple of things to what your speaker said. I mean, I think, don't think anybody say, I don't think inheritance tax should be abolished. I just think the threshold should keep pace with house prices. My dad bought a house with his wife for £21,000 in 1975.
Okay, let's write that. I'm just going to write that down. 75, 21,000. Let's have a guess now. Hang on, don't tell me. 2006. Where's the house?
Ilkley, West Yorkshire.
Oh, 340.
That's roughly right. The house he owned when he died is valued at about $300,000 for probate.
Right.
If he'd stayed in the same house in Ilkley, I think that sold last year for $800,000. So he's lucky he didn't stay in that house, you know.
Well,
I mean, my point to your other speaker was, he seems to think this is mummy, daddy, and you know, the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire. This is not. You know, my dad worked in local government all his life. He then gave it up to care for my mother. And he paid tax on what he earned. He paid tax as a carer. He paid tax on his pension.
Sure. And how much is the bill now?
Well, his estate is actually valued at about £800,000.
Okay.
He did his best. The last few months of his life were spent trying to avoid inheritance tax.
But you're paying about £300,000, are you?
Well, we don't know. We're still trying to figure it all out. But there's going to be quite a large bill. And I just think it's unfair that the threshold has not kept pace with the house prices in this country. And I think, you know, I'd like to know what the percentage of houses in this country is that would currently be hit by inheritance tax.
But the argument against what you're saying, of course, which came from the Spectator guy, is your father has passed on, he doesn't need the money, and at this stage, and that £800,000 is quite a lot of money.
It is, yeah.
And 60% of £800,000 is also quite a lot, and that's what you take. But you feel you should have the lot.
I don't know. I absolutely don't feel we should have the lot. But I do think that the tax, maybe if the threshold is more like £500,000, then I think that would be fairer.
Yeah.
I really don't expect the lot. But I do think, you know, my dad worked very hard, looked after his mother, brought us up. I mean, we're all out there earning. We're not sitting back waiting for the payout.
Sure.
To be honest.
And when you say he did all he can in the last months of his life to avoid inheritance tax, I almost feel I shouldn't ask the question, but is there some way of doing it that we'll get around revenue?
He tried to set up a trust, which he died 2 days after the budget. So he lived long enough to hear Gordon Brown saying that he was going to start taxing trusts. Which may have sent him downhill, I don't know. But
yeah.
but then, of course, Gordon Brown has since changed his mind. But my dad's situation was complicated by the fact he had 5 children by his mother, by my mother, who died in 97, but he remarried 6 months before he died.
I see.
So he wanted to protect his money for the children.
Okay.
But it's an incredibly complex area.
It is, yeah. And there's this 7-year rule as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which, if you give it away and you live for another 7 years, you don't get taxed. Becky, thank you very much, Steve.
Okay.
Fascinating to hear from you.
Pleasure. Bye.
Steve on the Wirral, you don't think this law should change?
No, I think it should be left exactly as it is.
But we heard a great story there, didn't we?
We did, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's giving money back to the rich. The working man's paid for that house all his life. Why shouldn't the government have their cut if it is above a certain threshold?
But Becky's dad made a good investment decision with money he'd already been taxed on.
But we get taxed on everything we do. We get taxed when we go out to watch a cinema. We get taxed on food. We get taxed on our houses. Why shouldn't we get taxed if we die?
Why not in that case set it at 100% of everything? So when you die, you lose the lot.
That would be unfair. It should be left at a certain threshold. I mean, what's the average house price in this country at the moment? Is it 150,000 or something?
Oh, you've got me there. I'm trying to think. It varies so much, doesn't it? What, about 200,000 maybe? No, 150, I think, yeah.
Yes, so the majority of people will not be affected by this. It's only the people with big flash houses and not the working man in the streets.
Steve, thanks for your call. Take
care. Thank you.
Bye.
Susie Quatro's Heroes of Rock and Roll.
I'm going to be talking to Dion, Dwayne Eddy, Paul Anka, and Johnny Maestro, and celebrating the music of the late Ricky Nelson.
Susie Quatro's Heroes of Rock and Roll, Wednesday nights, online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
Carla Baxter in Swindon says people in this country have become so greedy. Inheritance tax is totally fair. Why should people who've had a privileged life be able to pass that on tax-free to their descendants? No, she says, we all have to pay tax. No one has a right to become wealthy just because a parent died. What do you think of that? Vine at bbc.co.uk. Oh, this is great. It's Ben Folds and Landed.
At the bottom, I thought it was my fault. And in a way, I guess it was. I'm just now finding out what it was all about. Moved to the West Coast. landed.
Falls and landed. Radio 2. Interesting comment from Veronica Bremer in Capel St. Mary, because you're talking about Becky's dad and at the end of his life they're trying to get his money passed down to his family as fast as possible because he realised what was coming. Veronica says, it is a good idea to give money away before you die to avoid hefty inheritance tax, but this is really not easy to do. People don't know how long they're going to live for and what sort of care they'll need, so they may need more money than they anticipated. And imagine giving away your money and then finding you need it back. How do you ask for it back if you suddenly need it for care or something? Vine at bbc.co.uk. And I see what the man from the Daily Express is talking about. We're getting so many emails on this afternoon. A lot of people very, very angry about it. Mary in North Yorkshire says it's state stealing. I feel very strongly this was set up to stop the very, very wealthy from passing on their wealth. But now the rich people can get around it. And it's others, middle incomes, who are being hit. Paul Machin in Burton-on-Trent, hello.
Hello there.
You don't think that's right at all, do you?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact, no. Because I'm sitting here listening to this debate, and open-mouthed, to be honest, because in my own circumstance, I'm on a very low income, I'm a single parent, rented accommodation, and I'm listening to these, you know, sort of middle-class urbans whining about, you know, having to pay tax on £285,000, which, frankly, is a sum of money beyond my comprehension. I mean, it's almost meaningless. And this whole debate, I mean, there are millions of people like me in the same predicament. And quite frankly, you know, it's an insult. This whole debate is an insult to me and people like me.
But it's a principle of it, I suppose, for a lot of people. Do you think the state owns their assets when they die?
Not necessarily. I haven't got a problem with people, you know, passing on a percentage of money that they've accrued during the lifetime. But, yeah, like I say, for instance, £285,000, I mean, it's absolutely, it's insanity.
You think that's a shed load?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that whole concept of that, you know, passing that on, I mean, really, it is just middle-class greed.
Thanks so much indeed, Paul. Thanks for calling. After the news, we talked to the Lib Dem MP who says the government scientist David Kelly did not commit suicide, and we discussed the mumbled wedding proposal. 91FM, Radio 2 for the BBC.
The news at 1 o'clock. This is John Lush. The US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has called for a new Middle East while on a diplomatic mission to the region. 13 people have been arrested in the UK accused of involvement with child sex abuse websites. And a hospital in Norfolk is buying bigger beds for its overweight patients. The US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been having talks with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah. It's the latest stage of her diplomatic mission to the Middle East to end the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants. Her aim is to reach a deal on a ceasefire that would lead to a durable peace in the region. But our correspondent in Jerusalem, Tim Franks, says that won't be easy.
What Israel does not want is for there to be a ceasefire without a cast-iron guarantee that Hezbollah is going to be disarmed, moved back from the southern Lebanese border, and that there will be a robust international peacekeeping force in place to stop them firing rockets, which they're still doing, into northern Israel. Now that is going to be tough diplomatic going.
Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon is continuing. The Israeli army says it sealed off the town of Bint Jabail, which is described as a Hezbollah stronghold. 7 people, including at least 2 children, were killed there overnight. Hezbollah is reported to have fired more rockets into Israel today. It's thought there are a number of casualties.